We didn't see, obviously, you all didn't have Sam out there today, but he's been out of the field earlier in the week.
Right. Sam will be out. He'll be out. You'll be able to see him tomorrow. We're going to have him participate in about half of the OTAs, probably get five of them in. Tomorrow he's going to throw 2 7-on-7 periods. He threw a 7-on-7 period with the ones on Tuesday.
So look
great. Looks really good. He's throwing the ball well, and yeah, it looked really good. So just kind of want to, we think it's smart to keep him out of the traffic, you know, right now in the team stuff. So he's doing well.
As much as you can tell out here, is he moving around okay?
Moving around great. Yeah, he does everything. He does his roll. He does his drops and everything. We got a pitch count on not only his arm but also his drops, and he's doing all the drops and footwork's really good. Yeah.
Looks bigger up, at least up top.
Yes. He spent some, you know, while he's been rehabbing, he spent some extra time on the upper body. I think he thinks he looks pretty good now. So.
We know that Jake Long has been going to participate, but how's he coming along?
Jake is coming on. He's doing the individual stuff. You know, Jake's obviously injury was a little bit later than Sam's, and we expect him back somewhere middle part of training camp.
Is he on pace, though?
On pace to be ready for the opener.
It's hard for any player, obviously, to go through a rehab like Sam is. Have you learned anything just about him this offseason that maybe you didn't know or been impressed by?
You know, he started the mental process immediately after the injury, even before the surgery. He knew what he was prepared or what he needed to do, and he's handled it very, very well. I mean, you know, you noticed during the second half of the season, he was side by side with Kellen and his teammates, and so he's worked very, very hard. He has had no setbacks, and you know, he's now in the third year of the offense, has an excellent understanding of what we're doing.
Coach, you think he's feeling the pressure?
No, I don't think he's feeling pressure at all. He just wants to win. You know, all this stuff is being generated by, you know, this is his year, things like that. You know, if we do the projections off of last year, had he stayed healthy, he had some very impressive numbers. So no pressure on Sam. No pressure on anybody. We're just, you know, going to get through the OTAs, get to camp, and get ready for the opener.
Coach, what are some of the tangible differences that people will see with Greg running the defense?
Well, you know, we're going to probably be a little bit more creative, hope to create some more different types of problems for offenses. And, you know, in addition to Greg running the defense, our defense is significantly better just from a personnel standpoint right now.
Kenny Britt looks excited to be out there today. What do you?
He's a very emotional kid, he's an emotional receiver. He looks the part, and, you know, he can make the plays. I was really happy to see him come on. Kept himself in really good shape, you know, during the free agency period. Came in, has done a great job inside. Has had no setbacks, feels great physically. So he could potentially return to where he was a very productive receiver.
Coach, from the outside, looking at your defense, I mean, I get excited about the possibilities, but just from your standpoint, how good is this defense going to be?
Well, we have to be good. We have to be very good to compete in a division, and I think we've got a chance to do that. You know, we've still got to bring some young guys along, but you know, our front's gonna be pretty impressive up front. So, particularly because of what the guys were able to do the last couple of years, but the depth at the position. I mean, we got 10-12 guys right now that you know could make a roster.
Speaking of Britt, how much did you, obviously you brought him in the league, just your knowledge of him help, given, you know, some of the issues he's had in the past, how much did it help you make the decision to bring him in?
It wasn't difficult at all. I mean, I stayed in touch with Kenny during my year off while he was rehabbing, and spent some time together and tried to help him get some things behind him, and he did. He's got everything straightened out now. And
his first couple of years, he averaged like 17-yard, I mean, amazing number for wide receivers. Is he capable of getting back to that level?
Yeah, that's what I said. I think he's back there physically right now. And he's picked the offense up. He has a good feel for what we're doing already.
You have a lot of options for filling in for Jake just while he's out. How do you go about kind of balancing, maybe working some of those guys in there and also getting them at guard?
Well, we want to go through the OTAs and most of camp with players playing the position they're going to play in the opener. So you assume Jake comes back, so we'll just plug somebody else in out there.
You've got a lot of depth at different positions. What competition are you most looking forward to seeing during OTAs?
Well, it's very hard to evaluate the guys up front without pads. but you know, getting them to understand what they need to do and how to do it's important. So there's competition at the a lot of the backup spots and the positions, whether it's linebacker or safety or you know offensive line, defensive line. So you know, we created competition over the last 3 years. Now we have to benefit from it.
Would you be in favor of the NFL establishing a developmental league?
Absolutely, 100% in favor of something like that, yes.
Do you see it happening? Or?
Well, there's been discussions over the last couple years. I don't know where the direction's going, but I think we have a need for it.
I think it would
be beneficial from a young player standpoint, be beneficial from being able to go outside if you have to make an outside roster move to get somebody that's in shape that you can evaluate on film. In addition to that, it would be extremely beneficial for the officiating department and coaching for that matter.
Coach, any predictions on the softball game Sunday?
I mean, it's the same. You know, Coach Schottenheimer is already working on his post-game losing speech. So that's how that works. As far as runs and things like that, no. I don't know how much I'm going to win by.